Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
If you're aware of the work of Jock Panksepp, you probably know him as the man who tickles rats and the man who recorded the sounds of rat laughter. But in addition to this, Panksepp has spent his life exploring the world of animal emotions, more often than not, without the support of those in the discipline of psychology where he did his work. Among the first observations that Panksepp made was that the function of the reward center of the brain, the medial forebrain bundle, wasn't quite what everybody thought it was. Panksepp did two experiments that changed his view dramatically, and I believe that both of these have implications for our relationships with our companion animals and the way we address behavioral problems. Back in those days, the feeling was that food was the perfect reward, that animals wanted food more than anything else in the world. They would do anything for food. And so Panksepp designed an experiment in which when a rat pressed a lever, it would stimulate the reward center of the brain and give the animal a sugar solution. It's the ideal system, right? The rat wants it, the rat gets it. Because that's what everybody said the system was. He unfortunately then chose to go to lunch. And by the time he got back from his lunch, the rat was dead. And he was surprised. He thought that the rat would only keep pressing that lever until the rat wasn't hungry anymore. But that didn't happen. The rat kept pressing and pressing that lever until he ultimately died from all that sugar water. Then Panksepp knew that the reward center was not about food. It was about something else. And so he studied what his rats did when he just stimulated the reward center of the brain. When he did, he discovered that the stimulation was associated with an increased amount of exploratory behavior. The rats started seeking something, looking around, checking around their environment. This led him to call one of the primary emotions of animal species, seeking. Not seeking food, not seeking water, just seeking. Seeking whatever it is that the animal needs that particular time. I have a friend who's struggled with her weight for many years, and she describes the feeling that leads her to eat as trying to fill the big empty. That sounds like a description of seeking behavior, doesn't it? I know I want something, but I don't know what it is. And yet the conventional wisdom, fueled by God only knows what, has decided in our society that food is what we and our animals want. And because that is what the primary offering is, we and our animals take it. And in doing so, two things happen. One, we create all the problems associated with overeating or eating the wrong thing. And the second thing is, it doesn't fill the big empty. We keep seeking, and our animals keep seeking. We become like that rat, hitting the lever. Now, aside from what this has to say about our own behaviors, I think it's important for what it tells us about our animals. If you look at a lot of the problem behaviors in animals, whether they're spraying urine and marking, chewing window frames, aggressing toward what should be viewed as non-threatening objects or people, these animals are seeking physiological, mental, and emotional stability. They are seeking to fulfill that need. Stopping that behavior by giving them treats doesn't address what they're looking for. What will make them feel physically and mentally stable? We need to ask that question. Instead of saying this is a behavior that I find intolerable and I want it stopped immediately, the question should be, why is this animal doing this? What is missing? What is this animal looking for? What is the nature of their big empty? What's really interesting to me, as I work with animals with problem behavior and their owners, is that so many times what they really want and what they really need to fill the big empty is something that we often don't think about. We think about expensive toys, we think about expensive treats, we think about all of these other things. Often, what they really need, what they really want, what they're seeking, is a person on whom they can count. A person they can count on for a consistent response. A person who serves as a reliable reference when everything around them seems to be going to hell in a handbasket or when they're not sure of what's going on. That's what they need. That's what they're searching for. Us. Body, mind, and spirit lighthouse that they've evolved to turn to for help to find their way. So funny, isn't it? That the answer could be so easy on the one hand, and yet on the other, so incredibly difficult.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.